You look at what's happening in Germany. You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden. Who would believe this? Sweden. They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible. You look at what's happening in Brussels.
Well, and that was the president this weekend at his Florida rally.
Yes.
Talking about what was going on in Sweden, and everybody said, I'm not sure I know that. Apparently, the president had seen an interview with our next guest on Fox News. He is Ami Horowitz, a journalist and documentary filmmaker who has actually gone to Sweden and looked at some of the problems they've had as they brought in a lot of Syrian refugees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty eye-opening. Ami, good morning. It's good to have you on board.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so tell us what you found in your documentary for those who may not have seen it.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. Sweden is, and to their credit, they call themselves a humanitarian superpower, right? It's one in their ethos. They want to have an open door to bring in as many downtrodden, at this point the downtrodden are Islamic immigrants, into their country as possible. And I think it's a lovely humanitarian gesture. I really do think that. But at the same time, there seems to be a tremendous social cost to what they're doing. And that social cost pretty much manifests itself through a massive spike in both murder and rape. And this is what I went to find out, if there in fact was a correlation between the two. And unfortunately, what we found was in fact a very strong correlation between those two trends. And that's kind of what we came away with.
So that uptick in murder and rape at the same time that the Syrian refugees are coming in, and you believe the two are, you have evidence to suggest that the two are absolutely connected.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to deal with absolutes, particularly because what's interesting is in 2001, it was the year that they had the BRA, which is the keeper of all crime stats in Sweden. They had a stat in 2001 which had the backgrounds, the demographic backgrounds of the perpetrators of various crimes. And it showed that at that point, 70% of people who committed rape or murder were immigrants. Well, that was so embarrassing that they had scrubbed that stat from their official statistics.
Wow.
So now you can't find out what the background is. But what you could do is, A, look at anecdotal evidence, ask the police officers how many people they're arresting, who they're arresting.
Mm-hmm.
Every police officer I spoke to told me that more than 50% of people they arrest are from Islamic backgrounds. And, of course, if you look at the charts of the increase in murder and rape and the charts of the increase in Islamic immigration, they seem to mirror each other. And with a lack of any plausible theory on why else, when keep in mind, those numbers are bigger than they actually seem, because at the same time, on a relative basis, those numbers, murder and rape, are plummeting in the United States and Western Europe. So any lack of plausible theory on what else could cause this huge uptick can only lead one to realize, you know, Occam's razor.
Right.
The one that you're left with is the one that's the answer.
And I've seen parts of your documentary. I've not sat down and watched the entire thing.
You didn't watch the whole thing?
I'm so
it's
sorry.
It's an awesome video.
I'm so sorry. Well, since we're on the top, where can people see your documentary? Where can they go to see it?
I'm glad you asked that. They can go to AmiHorowitz.com, or they can go to YouTube and put in my YouTube channel, Ami Horowitz, and, you know, or just pop in Sweden documentary Ami Horowitz in YouTube in Google. It'll pop. There's a million ways to get to it.
All right, now speaking about the police officers and the crime stats and why Sweden. Why is Sweden? Let me ask you that. Why are they going out of their way to scrub these numbers so that people don't know the truth about this?
It's a great question, and one can only the only answer you can come away with is they have this narrative, right? And that narrative is every culture is the same. There are no differences, and therefore we're opening our borders, and we want to continue doing that. And they are afraid that if the reality comes out, the truth comes out, that they will show that their policies the last number of years have harmed their country. That's not something they're willing to face. So they've gone out of their way, in fact, not just to scrub those stats, but they've gone out of their way to make sure certain things were not classified as terrorist attacks. You know, I'll give you one quick example. There was a terrorist attack in November that ISIS took credit for, and the guy who did it said he did it for ISIS, where he, interestingly, he's ISIS, so he's Sunni, he firebombed a Shia cultural center and said he did it for ISIS. And the judge when he was looking at it, said, we don't think this classifies as terrorism. We're not going to put that in the terrorism stat. That's the kind of thing they're doing.
Well, it's of course, eye-opening, and here in this country, we're having a big debate about how many refugees we should come in, and the president is being held up in the courts because he wants to put a temporary restriction on some people coming from some countries until we can identify exactly who they are and more thoroughly vet them. This is very much, you know, an important thing for us to realize, that other countries that have decided to have open borders and not vet these people as thoroughly as perhaps, you know, we are trying to do, you know, have ended up with some really serious societal problems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, let me ask you a quick question. Sweden is a nanny state. We all know it's a socialist dream. Do immigrants, when they come here, when these quote unquote refugees wind up in Sweden, do they get to ride the full benefit?
Oh yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. They were the full train. They get everything.
And everything includes, up to and including, free housing, free education,
free housing,
free clothing, free food. And on top of all that, cash benefits. So,
so why would they want to come here? Because they don't get that here. They should go to Sweden.
I want to go to Sweden.
I know.
Yeah. Can I be adopted there?
I don't want to put my life in danger to entertain you people to get paid. I want to go to Sweden and kick it.
I'm ready to file my paperwork now. I want to be an immigrant to Sweden.
Well, you know, very quickly, you were attacked making this documentary. Were you not?
Brutally attacked. So there's this thing called the no-go zone.
Yeah, I saw this.
Which are Islamic enclaves. And it's crazy to even say it. Islamic enclaves where the police will simply not enter. And the police told me on camera, these are states within a state, if you can believe that.
Oh, my gosh.
The Swedish law does not apply. This is the police officer telling me this who works those beats. And they said if they're chasing a suspect and they cross that threshold, they do not pursue.
They stop.
It's amazing.
When I heard no go, I said, I go.
And you got and you ended up getting sort of...
He did. He got attacked.
I got tuned up pretty badly by five guys. I found out exactly why it's a no-go zone.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, listen, Ami Horowitz, thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.